want to ask you something. We know about that garden. It is sometimes called the Garden of Eden. It is sometimes called the Garden of God. I mean, in Scripture, those are two of the names that are given to it. Garden of Eden, the Garden of God, had quite a bit of plant life in it. And one of the plants it had was a tree that was the tree to life. There was another tree that was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And this is what I want to ask you. How did that tree of the knowledge of good and evil get into the garden? Well, again, Genesis chapter 2, verse 8 says, "Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden. And there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." How did that tree of the knowledge of good and evil get there? That same verse. "And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground." That is verse 9. Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. That is the first part of verse 9. The last sentence in verse 9 reads, "In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." Would you say that that tree of the knowledge of good and evil was an evil tree? A bad tree? I would guess that it was not. The Bible doesn't tell us that there was anything poisonous about that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It doesn't tell us that the tree was bitter. Now, it could be. It could be that there was something inherently evil about the tree, and that was why it was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. About the safest conclusion we can come to about that is to conclude that we don't know, because the Bible doesn't tell us. We do know that it is the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. Is that because there was something inherent about that tree that would cause anyone who ate from that tree to become aware of good and evil? Was it something about the tree, or would it be just the act of disobedience that would cause humankind to become corrupted, messed up? We do know that the disobedience would pose a problem. In fact, a problem so severe that it would lead to death, instant death. Because God made sure that both knew, Adam and Eve knew, that in the day they ate from that tree, they would surely die. God made sure they both knew that. Now, some people like to try to give Eve a pass because they like to say, God didn't tell Eve, he told Adam. Here's the bottom line. Who knew? They both knew. And that's why God held both of them accountable. He knew that they both knew they were to leave that tree alone. Who created that tree? God created that tree. Not everything that God creates is necessarily going to be associated with that which is good. God does sometimes create that which will be associated with something that is not good, maybe downright evil. So here we have a picture of God as creator. And again, one of the reasons I bring that up is because I'm still focusing on relationship. Whenever someone has created something that is truly good, you can best believe that they were being helped by the master creator. Yeah, I really believe that the ideas ultimately come from someone else. And so we have God creating, giving humanity the ability to create just like their creator. He can create, he gives his crowning creation the ability to create. It would be great for us to recognize that innovative abilities, the abilities to create, innovate, etc., come from God, and appreciate him so much for giving us the ability to create that we find ourselves truly, truly, truly appreciating him and beginning to develop a beautiful relationship with him because we're so grateful for the fact that he gave us the ability. He put in us the ability to innovate, to create. When we think about just the sheer joy, the sense of fulfillment that comes out of creating. And then for many, I'm not saying most, certainly not saying all, but for many, financial rewards that come along with being a creator, someone who is creative. And we think back on how creative God is. Think about how creative he's been in producing all these different looking people. We're all humans, and yet we have different features. And don't get me wrong, I understand that life started in Africa. Many Africans began to migrate towards colder parts of the world, and as they did so, their body structure changed, particularly the nasal system, the nostrils, to accommodate the colder air, etc. I understand. But think about this now. Again, who created mankind? God did. And in creating mankind, God created us with the ability to physically adapt to our environments, even to the extent that our body parts can change shape. Like, for instance, the nose. Having started out wider in Africa, and the people were much, much closer to the equator. More sunlight. Moved to the colder parts of the world and the noses grew narrower. The creative genius of God. And I'm telling you, no matter how complicated the invention is, it's something that's good. More than likely, God is the one who gave us the ability to create it, and more than likely out of his own mind, just like when he had Moses work with the other people to build the tabernacle. Moses built it specifically to the very specific design standards that God gave him, the design layout that God gave him. Beautiful tabernacle inside and out. Moses oversaw the construction of it, the peoples put it up. They built it, they built the furniture, etc. But the ideas ultimately came from God. I'll be right back. What a-